This week's newsletter summarize is a proposal to enhance Lightning Network redundant overpayments, and it links to a discussion about potential partitioning attacks against full nodes. Also included are our regular sections that describe recent changes to services and client software, announce new releases and release candidates, and summarize notable changes to popular Bitcoin, infrastructure software news, LSP-funded redundant overpayments. Developer Zimen SCPXJ posted a proposal to Delving Bitcoin. He suggests that LSP services provide the additional liquidity required for redundant overpayments. In the original proposals, Alice pays said by sending multiple payments through multiple routes. Only one of those payments can be claimed by Zed. The remaining payments are refunded back to Alice. The upside of this approach is that the first payment attempts to reach Zed can succeed while other attempts are still traveling through the network, increasing the speed of payments on LN. Downsides of this approach are that Alice must have extra capital or liquidity to make the redundant payments. Alice must remain online until the redundant overpayment completes, and any payment that becomes stuck prevents Alice from being able to spend that money until the payment attempt times out, up to 2 weeks with commonly used settings. ZMNS CPXJ's proposal allows Alice to pay only the actual payment amount, plus the fees. Her Lightning service providers supply the liquidity for sending the redundant payments, providing the speed advantage of redundant overpayments without requiring her to have extra liquidity, either. Briefly or until timeout, the LSP are also able to finalize the payment while Alice is offline, so the payment can be completed even if Alice has poor connectivity. Downsides of the new proposal are that Alice loses some privacy to her LSPs, and the proposal requires several changes to the LN protocol in addition to support for redundant overpayments. Partitioning and Eclipse attacks using BGP interception. Developer Sadarctic posted to Delving Bitcoin about using flaws in the border gateway protocol BGP to prevent full nodes from being able to connect to peers. This can be used to partition the network or execute Eclipse attacks. Several mitigations were described by Sadarctic, with other developers in the discussion describing other mitigations and ways to monitor for use of the attack. Changes to services and client software. In this monthly feature, we highlight interesting updates to Bitcoin wallets and services. Zero Knowledge Proof of Reserve Tool, ZK, Poor generates proof of reserves using STRK proofs without revealing the owner's addresses or UTXOs. Alternative Submarine Swap Protocol Proof of Concept. The PUPA Swap Protocol Proof of Concept achieves submarine swap functionality by requiring one transaction instead of two. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. Bitcoin Core 30.0 RC1 is a release candidate for the next major version of this full verification node software. BDK Chain 0.23.2 is a release of this library for building wallet applications. It introduces improvements to transaction conflict handling. It redesigns the Filter ITER API to enhance BIP158 filtering capabilities. It also improves anchor and block reorg management. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs, Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binonas. Bitcoin Core 30, 3,260, 8 changes how transactions are recognized as part of a user's wallet by removing the requirement that the total amount of a transaction's inputs exceeds 0 sats. As long as a transaction spends at least one output from a wallet, it will be recognized as part of that wallet. This allows transactions with 0 value inputs, such as spending a P2, a ephemeral anchor, to appear in a user's transaction list. Eclair 3,157 updates the way it signs and broadcasts remote commitment transactions upon reconnection. Instead of resending the previously signed commitment, it resigns with the latest non-says from channel reestablish. Peers that do not use deterministic non-says in simple Taproot channels will have a new non-see upon reconnection, rendering the previous commitment signature invalid. LND 9,975 adds P2TR fallback on-chain address support to Bolt 11 invoices, following the test vector added in Bolts 1,276. Bolt 11 invoices have an optional F field that allows users to include a fallback on-chain address in case a payment cannot be completed over the LN. LND 9,677 adds the confirmations until active and confirmation height fields to the pending channel response message returned by the pending channel's RPC command. These fields inform users of the number of confirmations required for channel activation and the block height at which the funding transaction was confirmed. LDK 4045 implements the reception of an async payment by an LSP node by accepting an incoming HTLC on behalf of an off and offline recipient, holding it, and releasing it to the recipient later when signaled. This PR introduces an experimental HTLC hold feature bit, adds a new hold HTLC flag on update add HTLC, and defines the release path. LDK number 4049 implements the forwarding of Bolt 12 invoice requests from an LSP node to an online recipient. The recipient then replies with a fresh invoice. If the recipient is offline, the LSP node can reply with a fallback invoice. This is enabled by the server-side logic implementation for async payments. See newsletter number 363. BDK number 1582 refactors the checkpoint, local chain, change set, and SPK client types to be generic, and take a T payload instead of being fixed to block hashes. This prepares BDK Electrum to store full block headers in checkpoints, which avoids header redownloads and enables cached Merkle proofs and median time past MTP. BDK number 200 adds block reorg handling to a refactored filter ITER struct. See newsletter number 339. Rather than splitting its flow across multiple methods, this PR ties everything to the next function, thus avoiding timing risks. A checkpoint is emitted at every block height. This ensures that the block isn't stale and that BDK is on the valid chain. Filter ITER scans all blocks. It fetches those containing transactions that are relevant to a list of script pubkeys, using compact block filters as specified in BIP 150.8. First, BDK 2020.8 adds a last evicted timestamp field to the TX node struct. This field indicates when a transaction was excluded from the mempool after being replaced through RBF. Second, this PR also removes the TX graph get last evicted method because the new field replaces it. See newsletter 346. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin Optech recap on riverside.fm at 16:30 UTC on September 23rd. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.